Hallelujah. Christ the Savior has come. And because of that, we have the privilege of celebrating communion together this morning, reading from 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. 1 Corinthians 11:27. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. Let's just take a moment and let's examine our own hearts before the Lord and ask his forgiveness for anything that might come to your mind and receive that cleansing blood as your confession is completed. If the Lord has revealed anything in your hearts that you have ought against a brother or sister, make a commitment at this time to get that taken care of at the first possible convenience. Get it right. We need to be right with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him. And he in us. Amen. Taking the bread, thank you, Lord, for letting your body be bruised and broken for our healing. Thank you for offering up yourself in our behalf. Let's partake of the bread together. And the cup, Jesus, you shed your blood to wash away our sins. Now we give our thanks for this provision, and we bless the cup as we partake of your grace, as your blood washes us white as snow. Let's partake together. Thank you, our precious Father, for your provision of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your life lived sinlessly, for your faithful obedience, and for your enduring the humiliation, enduring the pain and suffering for our sins. Thank you for the mystery of communion of which we just partook. Thank you for the spiritual food that you richly provided for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church. Thank you for providing a way for our relationships to be restored with you and with one another. Help us now to continue to live in grace and love, that we, as members of Grace Christian Center, might further your kingdom. And everyone said, Amen.